My name is Lynn Woodard, L-Y-N-N-W-O-O-D-A-R-D, 13 Edward Drive, Concord, New Hampshire. Sorry I didn't make the Franklin meeting. I had another meeting to go to.
They're all public.
There you go. I should state right off, I'm in opposition to the proposed Northern Pass submittal for an issuance of a certificate by the SEC for the construction of the above towers and power lines for the following reason. The submitted proposal does not properly address health and safety issues for New Hampshire citizens that abut the established right-of-way. Residential homes and private property will be in an immediate fall zone if a tower were to collapse. Title 12, Public Safety and Welfare, Chapter 162-8:16, Roman 4C, Findings and Certificate Issuance states that before a certificate can be issued, the committee shall find that the site and facility will not have an unreasonable adverse effect, remember those three words, on aesthetics, historic sites, air, water quality, and the natural environment, and public health and safety, remember those three words. It is my contention the intent in establishing the width of the original right-of-ways was to account for the failure of the distribution poles to safely land within the right-of-way. If the proposed structures are allowed, this safety zone will no longer exist. And I've heard people say, well, these structures are safe. But I can tell you, lately, the way the weather's been, we've had microbursts of over 100 miles an hour just leveling trees in its path. If you remember if you've driven up Route 4 a few years ago, you saw what happened in Northwood. We have potential tornadoes. We have earthquakes in this state. So I think you can say if it will happen, if it can happen, it probably will happen sooner or later. It is my, for example, the proposal requires existing distribution poles and lines that are currently approximately 43 feet towers should be relocated to the western edge of the right-of-way and installed on 80 to 125 foot monopoles. Those proposed transmission lines can then be, the proposed transmission lines can then be installed on an H structure in the center of the right-of-way. They also will be 85 to 125 feet high. Now, I've walked this area within the city of Concord, and have found residential homes will be adversely affected if these structures are allowed to be constructed. In some cases, homes are located directly in the fall zone. Just imagine a 125-foot tower carrying high-voltage power lines located within, say, 50 feet, which is approximately correct in some of these cases, or less of your property line. The structure would crush the home, not to mention the danger due to the electric current carried by the distribution or transmission lines. Now, there's an old saying, and being an engineer myself, we've used it many, many times, it is prudent to plan for the worst and hope for the best. Let's not wait for a disaster to happen here. It seems like we're proposing to hope for the best and not worry about the worst. It is the New Hampshire SEC's duty to consider the public health and safety of citizens of New Hampshire. Let's make sure they do their job and require these proposed lines to be buried. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.